Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:03 on ESPN 97.5. What a great day. I mean, other than the Rockets sucking, this is a great day.
How would you rank these events to make it a great day? Are you playing poker today? Is that one of them?
Yeah, that's...
Wow. Feels like the number one reason.
Parliament Omaha.
I don't seem like...
Tournament at Prime.
Doesn't seem like Halloween you care about.
No, it's going to rain, too, all day.
Well...
Those little kids are all going to get wet.
Remember last year, Halloween fell on Game 6 of the World Series. So parents had to make business decisions about what they were going to do.
Right. Listen, and... Halloween is so... my kids are all grown. I don't have a house anymore, so no little rats are coming up and asking for candy.
Your building doesn't have a policy about, hey, if you sign up, you can give out candy.
No, they keep... No, kid, beat it.
No kids live in the building?
If they do, I ain't answering the door if they're coming knocking. Well, I don't have any candy, kid. Here.
I will tell you this. On a day like this...
Here, you want a smoke or you need... Here's a Coors Light.
Giving them or some gravy. I've got a can of gravy for you. I will tell you, if you are a person who decides today is the day you're giving out candy corn, you're one of the worst people on earth.
Yes.
No one eats candy corn except today. Don't give out candy corn
to kids. I hope Yanni is listening. We were over at his place the other day, and he's got like little jars of candy corn all throughout the bar.
Mad dumb.
So do you eat candy corn on any other day?
I did.
When?
When I was a kid. And
you
know what?
Now
I would partition off the colors.
You know what?
The white pea, you bite it off first, and then you do the orange and then you do the yellow last.
If you got candy corn, if you gave us candy corn, you'd get your house egged.
What? It's a candy that no one eats any other time of the year.
First of all,
you're gonna give me candy corn?
I don't even know how they package it anymore. Like, how do you get candy corn packaged?
They have little packages, I think. All I know is, Yanni, don't put candy. If you're going to put something out at the bar, like candy corn?
Well, because that's why he doesn't want to.
Kisses at the bar.
Yeah, guess what? People take them. You have to keep refilling them. You don't have to refill candy corn.
Never have to refill it.
Decoration at the bar?
Corn. No, that's like a fruitcake.
It's like...
Hell, I'm going to bring a fruitcake. Oh, thanks.
Like,
what?
When I was at Prime Social, it was, what are all these sweet candy? Where's the chocolate?
Yeah.
There was no chocolate.
It's all gone because everybody takes the chocolate.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why you can't put that
with
out
almonds.
There. Here's. So.
Let's get Tom downtown.
Yeah, let's get him.
Let's get him in here quickly because he really loves Baby Shark. What's up, Tom?
Not much, guys. And I do love Baby Shark. I'm telling you, I think we missed a great opportunity, and we need to work on it for next season. I think we need to nickname Tyler White the Baby Shark, and that needs to be his walk-up music.
Tyler White the Baby Shark.
Baby Shark had been playing when he would, Daddy Shark, that would have been pretty. That would have been pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. And we could do like a little hand symbol when he's up there at bat. You know.
Uh-huh. Great opportunity.
Little video package.
We do that, the shark thing?
He'll probably play next year because a lot of free agents will be gone.
What about Encarnacion as the DH next year?
That's fine.
Like that?
Yeah.
I like that idea.
You want to go do that?
I like that idea.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't think the Astros will be in a position to just sit tight. I think they'll aggressively.
Oh, no.
They haven't done
it to
this point.
Did you think at this time last year that Gerrit Cole would be on the staff?
No.
They ain't sitting still.
Look, Rockets don't sit tight ever. Mm-mm. The Astros don't look like a sit-tight club now. I mean, they were for a while, but now that they're in that window, they know that they've got to be aggressive.
The Texans always make the right moves.
The Texans are, for those who didn't hear, Demaryius Thomas from the Denver Broncos joins the Texans. Demaryius is not the player that he once was. Keep that in mind. And for some reason, Denver is using him in the slot, 39% in the slot. And he's not a guy that gets open out of his breaks right now. That short area quickness is not his strength. I don't think they're using him very well. To put him in the slot, he needs to be an outside receiver that you let his legs stretch out a little bit and you let him get down the field some and run, you know, posts and deep crossing patterns, things like that, and then use his size. So I don't know that Denver used him great, but that's how they've been using him. And maybe he just wasn't a great fit anymore, and they wanted to go just – plus they want to get out from under that number next year.
Because I got Emmanuel Sanders, so I watch a lot of – I see Emmanuel Sanders in the slot most of the time.
Yeah, I'm just telling you 39% of the time he lines up in the slot. I would say Emmanuel Sanders is lining up. But Emmanuel does line up outside too because he's got that speed.
Yeah.
But I would say Emmanuel is the one who lines up primarily in the slot, though.
Yeah. I would say here he's going to be outside.
Oh, there's no question he's outside.
Yeah, and hopefully Kiki QT will be on the field some year and be able to contribute. That'd be great. That'd be great. This is another Braxton Miller kind of thing going on here. Although Kiki has a lot bigger upside. But, man, you got to stay on the field, dude. You just got to be on the field. So can we get that done? That'd be great.
I am sick and tired of the Texans' third-rounders and receivers always being hurt. Always.
I wasn't sick when it was Devere Posey. I didn't care.
Well, but that's another. And Braxton Miller. And when are they ever on the field? And not when was Tyler Irvin drafted? Wasn't he a third also?
Fourth.
Was he fourth? My God, guys. Hit the field. Stay on the field, Kiki. I mean, this is now a second injury he's already had that puts him out multiple games potentially. Stay on the field. I am so sick of the. Will Fuller, too. Will Fuller's turned into a really good wide receiver. It's irrelevant if you can't stay on the field.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best ability is availability, and he's just not available on a regular basis. And so Demaryius Thomas, to me, I think this is, you know, it could end up being a somewhat expensive rental. The fourth rounder is not great to give up for a rental. You'd rather do fifth or beyond. But my guess is they want to see how he looks and if they're happy with it, and I'm sure they've done their – they did their pro scouting by watching tape on him. If they see, my guess is they will look and say, look, if he plays relatively well, we've got a third receiver, and we'll decide how we use him, how we use Kiki QT. But the bottom line is you can't assume that Kiki and Will Fuller are going to be healthy anymore. Kiki's early. It's 1 year, but he's not a big guy. So I don't know that you can just assume he's going to be healthy. We know you can't assume Will Fuller is going to be healthy. We know that for a fact. That's impossible.
Yeah.
That's why you have to have quality depth.
Well, why is Manny coming after you so hard?
What do you mean?
Man, you and first of all, Lance and Lamont, okay?
Raheel said something. I didn't see what happened.
They got into a deep, deep hole yesterday about ratings.
We're just talking about the, No.
Who cares?
This wasn't even a hole. There's a bunch of listeners were in on it. Why? A bunch of listeners. Because here's what happened.
I want everybody to know this.
You don't know what happened.
I want everybody to know this. The ratings are decided by 7 people in this city. That's it. 7 people. That's it. And they're deciding what thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people are listening to. It's a load of crap.
Well, not only that, listening to, it's not like it used to be either. there are a lot of people who say, I'm only listening when I want to on demand now. So that doesn't mean they're not listening to your show, but those aren't counted.
No, they're not counted.
Our podcast numbers are the highest of anyone at the station. It's irrelevant to any arguments about ratings, this or that. But what we care about is you hear the show.
That's all.
In the stream. We push a lot of people to the stream. Guess what?
Why do people care so much? I don't. You guys care more than we do.
Here, but let me tell you.
Not more than all of us.
No, well.
The Blitz has been bribing some dude for 10 months to listen to this show.
No, they're not bribing anyone. They're number one. Just leave it.
They do a great
show. No, but there are people who, I mean, we talked about, we love being number one ahead of 610 when we were 15-6. That was a big part of what we, we were. And I still like winning in ratings. It sounds nice.
And again,
and all that.
It was four people.
But here's the thing. The bottom line is that I don't want to diminish everything because we got sellers trying to sell. So,
but I know people are listening. But no, we know people are listening.
We know people listen
because guess what? The phones ring. But that to me is the most important thing.
But
do the phones ring?
The general public. Here's the real truth. I know Josh cares a lot about ratings.
Well, yeah, of course he does.
But here's what set all this stuff off. We had 790 put out a tweet that said, we are number one in every one of our day parts. We're number one across the board. Thanks for making 790 number one across the board in the number one station, which is not what we got from our program director. And so John came out and goes, a little bit of a spin. He says, from 7 to 9, John and Lance win. The Blitz win from 4 to 7.
Well, and I saw Lamont say, well, you can't say because you were only two. That's all we can do. We're only 2 hours, so we're winning that 2 hours. It's not like we can.
Well, here's the
we can
every
say,
show is on for the 2 hours we're on. Who wins?
We do. That's but we can't. It's like UCF. We can only play who we play. That's all. Well, and that's the only thing we can only go by the 2 hours
really,
that we're on.
Honestly, do you care that much?
No, I don't care at all.
That this is the dirty little secret is in radio. It's really about revenue. What ad revenue you bring in, and it's less about ratings. But it's good for listeners. If they like listening to a show, they want that show to be the best show and all that stuff. And I get it, and that's fine. But the problem is, the way it's done now, with listener habits have changed so drastically because of podcasts and on demand. Is that's not factored in? Apps aren't factored in when you listen on your app. None of that stuff. So it's so incomplete now that a lot of people really don't take it super seriously.
You all take it more. Then this is our livelihood.
No, you really do.
I don't give a rat's ass.
Well, honestly.
Yeah, it's great. It's all fine and good. But you know what? When we were 15, 16, we were last because nobody could hear it.
First when no one could hear it.
And when in first, yeah, right. Nobody can hear it if we actually had a signal. But is it sunny today? Because nobody can anybody hear us?
It's overcast.
It's overcast
right now.
Yeah,
good.
People
right
can
now.
Hear the show.
That's good.
All right.
By the way, you can listen 97.5.
You know why it's overcast?
94.1 and on the ESPN Houston app. But no, we love when you guys listen. We love when our ratings are good and all that stuff. But it's not really worth. You guys are more worried about solving the puzzle. Just quickly. 790 said, we're number one in the morning.
Who
and
cares?
That, but when the Blitz is on from 4 to 7,
they're
they smash
one.
790,
right.
Who wins from
3 to 7.
Or 3 to 6,
right, yeah.
So they can say, we win in our time frame from 3 to 6.
They did, well, and they did. Oh, well.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we need to get to...
And win.
Yesterday on Twitter, like, we need to get to the bottom of these ratings. And how we're like, guys, y'all... What about the streaming numbers? We need these available to us. Like, no, you don't. This is for Twitter arguments. And trust me, everything is fine here. If advertisers advertise on digital, they go find the
numbers.
But
actually, the streaming numbers are the most accurate, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, they're real.
Because they're real.
Well, PPM numbers hear the signal, too. They're real.
There's only 7.
Well, I know. There's
that are deciding many. What everybody's listening to. 7.
We've got over 4 million in Houston.
Yes, and 7 people are deciding. Oh, well.
If somebody goes on,
here's
God
the deal.
Forbid somebody breaks a back and end up in a hospital, it's like you lost 15,000 listeners.
Yeah, or more. It's overcast today, so people can hear us. It's overcast today, and it's going to rain, so people should play poker, I think. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm going to.
Have you made that decision?
Yeah.
We talking Prime Social?
Well, it's probably going to rain.
He made that decision last Thursday.
Probably.
He makes that decision every day.
Wednesdays.
I made that decision yesterday. You know what? We have decisions to make every day. And if your decision this Friday is to come play against me and John in a poker tournament at Prime, if you knock us out, you get a $100 chip. You get a $100 chip, And it's not just a chip. You cash it in, it's yours. We got bounties on our head. Now, if you can knock us out. Last time, I did get knocked out before I got to the money. I was at the final two tables, finished, I think, number 16, looking to get to the final table and make that money this time. But the great thing is it's fun to compete. It really is, for real money. It's the nicest poker room out there. There's going to be new ordinances that come out that say, no more of this strip center business. Not, you got to do it like Prime Social. And Prime Social is a standalone building with their own dedicated parking. They've got a great kitchen full of just great food. They change chefs and food directors about 4 months ago, 5 months ago, and it's made all the difference in the world. Food's fantastic. They've got service ready for you, whether you're in a cash game or you're in a tournament. And every day you can find a tournament at noon other than Sunday on 2 o'clock. And guess what? Cash games are going on all the time. Get over there and play your poker. If you got a neighborhood game, bring your neighborhood game in and forget the hassle and start playing over at Prime Social. Go to PrimeSocialTX.com. Don't forget, this Friday, John and I take on the world, and if you knock us out, you get $100. So good luck to you, and we'll see you there at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer, just between Fondren and Hillcroft. It's PrimeSocialTX.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I think it was awesome, man. I think Demaryius brings, a lot of skill to his team. A lot of, experience in the NFL. He's a great guy off the field. I've trained with him before, so I think it's a good move.
What'd you think when you first heard the news?
I was, excited, of course, knowing Demaryius, knowing the kind of person he is, not just player and what he brings to his locker room.
D-Hop, getting some help on the other side. Does this open it up for, as wrong as I was about Will Fuller, I'm thrilled that I was wrong. Because he was a much better player, had bad hands at Notre Dame, didn't feel like he was going to be strong enough in the NFL to get off the line of scrimmage. I couldn't have been more wrong, and I couldn't be happier about that. But he can't stay on the field. He's got to stay on the field. Does Demaryius help D-Hop in the same way that Will Fuller helped? He's more of a possession receiver. D-Hop is not a possession receiver per se. He's got more skills. But is Demaryius going to draw attention? Like, you had to be aware of Will Fuller. You had to. And especially after this Miami game, him running down the field wide open, that had to put the fear of God in Denver's in the Denver defensive coordinator.
Oh, my gosh. It's...
If Will Fuller was still here, it would be terrifying.
Will Fuller is one of the most electric, because he is a lot like DeSean Jackson in that he is just absolutely effortless with his speed and his ability to burst by people. And he can get he can create massive windows of separation right now. So the fastest DeAndre Hopkins, the fastest Demaryius Thomas has run this year, his max speed is 20.29 miles an hour. Slower than Emmanuel Sanders, slower than Jordan Taylor, who's also on that team. DeAndre Hopkins, 20.62. His max speed has been faster than Demaryius Thomas up to this point. Will Fuller's, this is interesting, 20.64. But we know he's much faster than that.
He plays faster.
So I don't know exactly what that means for Will Fuller, but I do know that he is an extremely fast player, and you're losing some speed with Demaryius Thomas, but you still have a big body that can go deep. And you have a guy that can, safeties are going to be aware of him. I don't know that this is going to be enough to drive them off. I still think that teams, if they're forced into it, they'll say, let's keep doubling D-Hop and let's make Demaryius Thomas beat us. Which is fine. The way the Texans are running the football, still loosens up the box.
Wouldn't you say, I think people were saying that, anyway, with Will Fuller?
No, I don't think so. I think Will Fuller forced you to have a safety deep. Like, you couldn't throw that much attention at DeAndre Hopkins because...
Well, guess what? You don't do that, and Demaryius Thomas will beat you deep.
I hope so. I hope so.
Go ahead.
It's not like Will Fuller.
No, it's not like Will Fuller. No,
but that's why he's available.
Right.
He wouldn't be available if he was Will Fuller.
Right, exactly.
You know, but there were better options. Golden Tate, I think, is a better receiver right now than Demaryius Thomas, but he's also not a fast guy. He didn't really fit what the Texans need.
And Deshaun Jackson would have been
first. Deshaun would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. But he obviously was not on the market, just like Tampa said. And that's not a surprise, considering Tampa's trying to save their jobs. Dirk Koetter is.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he's going to be in the I don't think he's going to be out there saying, hey, let's get rid of some playmakers.
Yeah.
We may get fired, but let's try to get a fifth for a team that we won't be on if we don't win.
Especially with Fitzmagic coming back. Deshaun Jackson loves him.
They really love each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? He was wearing all his bling.
Yep.
Chuck is here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Chuck.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
Yeah, Chuck.
Yeah, go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, let me help y'all with your ratings. Talk about sports, not all the other crap y'all talk about.
What's
that, Chuck?
What do you not like that we talk about?
Besides sports, we're talking about your ratings. I don't care about your ratings. I want to hear about sports.
Yeah.
That's what I tune in for. And we hear all the
minutes.
Talk about sports.
Like Demaryius Thomas. Well, you mean for like example, this call? Like the Texans?
You mean like this call, which has stopped us from talking about sports?
We're not talking about sports. You're slowing us down.
You're slowing. You just slowed the show down to a complete halt because of your crappy call.
We were just talking about Demaryius Thomas and the Rocket and the Texans.
We take constructive criticism well, don't we?
Chuck, we were trying to do a show and you ruined it. Banned for life.
There are multiple Chucks.
Well, they're all bad. Up to this point.
You thought that was the other Chuck, didn't you?
Yeah, it sounds the same. Both terrible. I like Chuck and Seeley, but he didn't call anymore. Now we're stuck with two bad calling Chucks. Ugh.
Chuck was on hold, so he had to have listened to everything. Leading up to his call, it was Demaryius Thompson Texan stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about sports, and you brought it to a complete halt with your crap.
You should have hung up because it would be about to be so embarrassing. Just hang up. You stopped his call, and it says sports, and we go to you, Chuck, and you go, and I don't have my decoder. So I don't know exactly what you said, but I heard something about raining all that other stuff. That's all I heard.
Does Chuck like Baby Shark? Do you think Chuck likes Baby Shark?
Do you think he likes hot Cheetos and Takis?
I don't think he likes a lot.
Here's what I'm going to do for Chuck.
I don't think he likes a lot of the music that we play.
Let's see if I can find a good story that Chuck will like here.
Oh, here's a good story. I got a good story.
Let's see here.
Oh, shoot.
We could talk about Kip Pardue. That's sports. He was in Remember the Titans.
Oh, that's not sports.
I want to talk about this.
Is that sports?
He was in Remember the Titans.
All right, tell the story.
Oh, God.
It's an ugly story. It's probably
an ugly story,
for later
Chuck.
In the morning.
This is for you, Chuck. Well, are the kids on their way to school?
I don't know.
I think the kids should be at school by now.
It's almost 8:30. They should be.
Right. Get eating candy.
Trash-ass candy corn. Hey, kids, if you're on your way to school and your teacher gives you candy corn, she hates you.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the worst teacher
ever.
That's
actually a true story.
Okay, how about this story then? This is good for the kids. Did you guys hear that Whitey Bulger's dead? Killed in prison?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read the whole article about that yesterday.
Whitey Bulger was a nice guy.
He wouldn't look at the victims ever. He was like, they sold his stuff for $150,000, $160,000 to give to the victims. But, Chuck, I've got some topics that I'm curious to see if these are ones that you would approve of or not.
All right.
We've got this. Woman who had sex with 20 ghosts is now engaged to a spirit.
Yeah, she's settling down. She had, apparently she did. She was kind of a hoe, a ghost hoe.
Ghost hoe?
Yeah. She had sex with 20 different ghosts, but now she said she found the right one.
What, a woman just exercising her right to a sexuality, she has to be a ghost hoe?
Yeah, I mean, a guy can be a hoe, too. I mean, what?
We've got this one.
If a guy had sex with 20 ghosts, would you call him a ghost hoe?
No. Yeah, ghost hoe. Yeah, you're a ghost hoe.
No, we'd call him a ghost stud.
Yeah.
We wouldn't shame a guy for having sex
with 20 ghosts. You would say play on
play. I don't think hoe
is... Yeah, we would say play on play. Exactly.
Wait a minute. You guys think hoe's a bad thing, okay?
Well.
Okay.
Well, it's generally been considered a bad thing.
Maybe by you. Again, and like being drunk is a bad thing.
All right, let me
slow down.
Let me give Chuck some other.
It's all in your perspective.
Reese's plans to introduce thinner peanut butter cups.
That's a load
of
crap.
That's terrible.
I don't think it sounds good.
No, that's okay. We need to do a podcast with Spencer Hall. Terrible ideas.
Terrible ideas. How about this one? Pup Turnship will pay $100 per hour for you to play with puppies at a popular restaurant.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
$100 an hour. $100 an hour to play with puppies?
Pet them.
Where do I sign up yes. for the puppy petting job for $100?
Yeah, $100.
Who has an hour? I'm not spending an hour petting them.
I'm guaranteeing you, Chuck is not going to pet puppies because he's not a big fan of puppies, only sports.
Chuck wants to roll over and scratch their stomach. Stomach. Okay.
He doesn't want to
rub
anything.
Their stomach.
If it's not sports, and he doesn't
until,
want it.
Until the red weenie comes out.
Why can't you do anything, son? Why do you not have a single bit
it's
of
It's always the hammer.
You don't even say red rocket. You said red weenie. You don't even, there's not one thing that's subtle about you at all.
It's always the hammer.
It's never, here comes John to pet the little tiny chick, the baby chick.
I love you, chick.
Dead. He's like Lenny from Grapes of Wrath. You just can't let, John will smash everything. Oh boy, let's see if John can, we got a Holtz.
Was it Grapes of Wrath or of Mice and Men?
Of Mice and Men.
Of Mice and Men. Not Grapes of Wrath.
Grapes of Wrath.
Yeah, of Mice and Men.
That was Henry Fonda.
Yeah. Right. He just comes in with the heaviest boots.
He can't let the imagination or the mind take you there.
What are you talking about? Did everybody not get the picture?
You know who John...
Yeah,
you know
but you didn't have to... I knew it when you said he was on his belly, on his back being rubbed. You didn't have to go red weenie.
No, we knew when you said back...
I was afraid somebody didn't know.
He got it.
Okay.
You got to trust that people get it.
I'm just afraid. I just want to make sure they get
it. And by weenie, I mean dog penis. Oh, John.
And if you don't know what penis means, it means this.
Go to my Twitter. I'm going to send a link out or a picture.
I'm going
to
show you.
I'm going to send weenie. I'm going to send a link to Urban Dictionary for weenie, just so you know.
The subtlety of a 500-pound hammer.
All right, 8:31, ESPN 97.5.
Hey, you're welcome, Chuck, for that segment about sports.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. You did this, Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck.
You did this.
Thanks. Talk about sports. I was listening to the Blitz yesterday. AJ goes, all right, it was about an hour and a half in. He goes, I'm done with sports. We're done with sports. That's it. No more sports today. You got an hour and a half left of the show.
Sometimes you make those decisions.
That's it. Well, the decision that you make on your energy, on your electricity... Look, we got a full board now because of Chuck. We'll get to all you guys on the other side.
And we got a Mike Leach soundbite about Halloween.
We got too. You want to talk about subtle. Okay, Mike Leach. Being a champion, 1560energy.com. Stop paying more. What more can I say? How subtle do I have to be? Okay. I mean, all you got to do, 1560energy.com. That's all you need if you want to save money every single month. I save more. I just got my electricity bill, as a matter of fact. It's ridiculous. I don't even look at it anymore. I don't even, because it's, I'm like, well, puh. That's all. Puh. Spit on it because it's so insignificant. Okay. All you got to do right now is go to 1560. Not that, Dell. Spit on it because it's insignificant. 1560energy.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 8:37. We got a full board. Everybody, Chuck started some crap.
Now hang up on Chuck. Open his spot up to somebody who wants to talk sports and not ratings.
Yeah. All right, Tony wants to talk about Chuck. See, Chuck, you start now. You think we're talking about sports now, Chuck? Thanks, Chuck. Now we're talking about Chuck.
And you made it all about you, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck.
We were talking about Demaryius Thomas, and now you've made it all about you.
We were talking about Demaryius Thomas. I guess
and
what?
Now Gilbert's Texans. On. Way to go, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck.
I think the takeaway from this is Chuck is a red weenie.
No, that's not the takeaway.
That all doesn't come together.
No,
Chuck. No,
is he a ghost hoe?
Okay.
No,
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to judge Chuck. Tony wants to talk about Chuck. What do you say, Tony?
Yeah, I'm going to judge Chuck and his Red Rocket having. Trailer home having geriatric.
No, we don't know any of this yet.
No rent paying. Having ass. I think Chuck just needs to go listen to 790 or just listen for 9/11.
Okay, hold on.
All he wants to listen to is sports. Chuck, you just suck. Plain simple.
Hold on. That's way more personal than where we just made a point that Chuck, he interrupted a sports conversation to tell us to talk sports. That's all we made. I don't need to get personal about Chuck as an individual and paying rent. I'm sure Chuck's a nice enough guy. It was just ironic that he interrupted our conversation about Demaryius Thomas being a Texan to tell us to talk sports. That's all. And make it about him now. Because now, Tony, I did not co-sign Tony's comments about Chuck. I'm sure Chuck's a nice enough guy.
Did I don't sound know. It? He doesn't sound like it to me.
He just said he wanted to give us constructive criticism. Like,
I guess we're not taking criticism too well either. I was like,
Let's get John in here. Let's talk about Reese's Cups. Thanks, Chuck. What's up, John?
Let's talk Reese's butter cups. This stuff about making them thinner.
Yeah.
You know, for most people that I know that eat Reese's Cups, it's the exact opposite because the holiday ones are the best because they got more peanut butter.
Yeah.
The Easter eggs, the Christmas trees, the pumpkins. So that would be an error, I think. I think maybe they're going after they're following Oreo cookies because Oreos make the thinner.
Oreo thins. Now, Oreo thins are good, though.
Thanks for the call. John, thanks for the call. Hang up. We're trying to get sports calls in here, guys. 713-780-3776. See, Chuck? See what you just did?
Yeah.
Now, John made good points. I'm not saying he didn't make excellent points. Guys, if you have a sports call, Chuck, we're trying. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Gilbert.
Let's go.
See if we get some sports calls.
Yeah, here's Chuck, a sports call. Gilbert wants to talk about the Texans. Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah, how you doing today, gentlemen?
Yeah, good. What's going on, Gilbert?
Heck with Chuck anyway. I hate him anyway.
That's not
Gilbert.
Don't
hate people.
We're not going personal.
Yeah, Gilbert, don't hate. Heritage, not hate.
Congratulate, not hate.
Yes.
Yeah, you went to China Garden last Sunday, right, John?
I went to China Garden last night.
Can't get back on sports.
Was Carol there?
Yeah, Carol was there. We had egg rolls.
Mikhail was there?
No.
Kevin Mikhail?
Carol from China Garden. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Did you get it? Was it good?
It was great. Mama gave me a back rub.
Was it good? What?
Yep. Mama gives back rubs when you're there.
Yeah, but I don't know. Don't make me my stomach throw up now.
Wait a minute. Gilbert, that's not a ringing endorsement.
Was it good? Their egg rolls make me throw up. Hang up on Gilbert, too. Chuck.
I think it's talking about the back rub, not the egg rolls.
No.
What about you want to hear more about the back rub? Mama gives a great back rub.
He was talking about the back rub, not the food.
713-780-3776. I'm trying to get a sports call.
This is not something.
713-780-3776.
Those are the opinions of Gilbert, not me.
No,
okay?
put Gilbert on hold. We got to go to a real sports call like PD. Let's get PD in here.
What's up, PD?
How you doing?
Hey, man, what's up?
PD, you stoned yet?
You know those toothbrushes you're selling?
Yeah. What about those toothbrushes I'm selling?
Well, I used to have not one of those, but I had another one. But I'm sure what you're selling is great.
It is.
But
yeah.
I took a trip to Vegas right after 9/11.
Okay.
And it was in my carry-on stuff, you know, that goes in the carry-on little bin.
Yeah, yeah.
And it somehow it accidentally came on. And it had a cap on it, and it was loud as hell.
Yeah.
And there was a marshal on the plane.
Yeah. It was so loud that they could hear it through the airplane engine?
And
when we were
up in the bin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I would imagine people were scared of you.
I was scared, and I knew what was going on, but luckily, you know, I did a few bong hits before, so...
I can't. All right. Thanks for the call, PD.
No, thanks, PD.
I can't get to a
did a couple
call.
Bullets.
I got of course, Gilbert PD talking did about a couple egg bullets. Rolls. John talking about back rubs for
what about
older
Chuck's
women.
Brother is here.
We got that's Chuck Brown.
Oh, are you sure?
That's a real Chuck. Apostrophe. Yes, Chuck's bro.
Oh, it's Chuck's brother.
Oh,
hey, Chuck's brother.
Oh no,
Chuck's brother. What do you say?
Chuck, is this your brother? Is this Chuck's brother?
No, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt.
I just wanted to know, I would pay $100 to have my belly rubbed.
Okay. You know what? We can't. 713-780-377. I'm trying, Chuck. I'm doing everything I can. We got people and Red Rockets and
wait a minute.
Bellies and older women giving.
Wait a minute.
Really older women.
This is a pretty good idea. Okay, $100 to pet dogs and rub their bellies. People will pay if you rub.
Yeah, guess what? They're down different streets here in the Houston area. I mean, the market's already saturated.
Are you kidding me? I feel like this is a great idea by Chuck's brother.
Can I get Regina on?
No, I got to thank Chuck. Now this show's the best that it's ever been.
Throwing up and egg rolls.
What about Regina?
Let's see what happens.
Regina wants to talk about
the whole board's lighting up. We're not even giving things away. Chuck,
thanks.
This is you, Chuck. You did this.
Regina, what's going on?
Hi, guys. Listen, I want to talk about sports.
This is Regina. What do you want, Regina?
I was just curious. Well, you might know this. You're a basketball guy. Do you think the problem is down low with the Rockets? No.
Do you think that they need a belly rub, Regina?
He wants to know if the problem. No, okay. Hang up that one, too.
Hang up.
This is now like 7 calls in a row, Chuck, and now everyone's calling.
Yeah. What about Luke? Luke wants to talk about sports.
All right. Luke.
Hey, Luke.
Luke, do you want to talk about sports?
Yeah, I sure would. I'd like to know how you think the women's water polo team this year is going to do.
That's not a real call.
Yes, it is. What about the women's school? Why? Women's water polo?
That's not what you think they're going to do.
No, but he needs their best player.
I think they're going to do great.
Women's water polo.
Which school, though?
Which one? We can talk about the dog's lipstick.
Well, okay. Delete that. Hang that up too. He said lipstick. You can't do. Can you delete? Do you
dog
delete
lipstick?
That?
That's not a vulgar thing to say.
Lipstick.
Oh man.
I just want to know which water polo team is talking about. He didn't say which school he was talking about.
Right.
There's another Chuck's bro.
I'm not a big water polo fan. I'm a much. I like.
I don't even. Okay. Let's get Adam. Get Adam in here real quick.
Adam wants to talk about Dez. Hey, Adam.
What's up, Adam?
Hey, yeah, before, I'm a little on the stream, so Chuck's little rant was delayed, and I was actually wanting to talk sports.
Okay, go ahead.
My question is, what's the difference between Dez and Demaryius?
Dez Bryant's not a sports, hang up. Dez Bryant is not a sports call either. He doesn't even play sports.
He doesn't play for anybody.
He doesn't even play sports. No one even wants him to play. That's not a sports call
Dez,
either.
What's the difference
That's
between...
That's a trick call.
Whoa.
Trick call!
What's the difference between Demaryius Thomas and Dez?
What's the difference between Dez?
One is on a team. One was worth a 4th-round draft pick. Dez can't even sign with a team for nothing.
I want to ask you a serious question. What's the difference between Dez and Trey the intern as football players right now?
They're the same.
Same. Both are available on the streets right now.
Yeah.
That's a
Nobody's going to sign either of them.
That's not even a sports call. That's not even
I would sign
call.
Trey because he's far more interesting.
Let's get Jason as a sports question. Just real. Right. This is like an aggressive info line, but where they have all the answers.
Jason.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry. I misspoke. I actually had a question about Elon Musk and he bought up like $10 million worth of shares. How do you think that's going to affect everything in the market?
Delete. Elon
Musk is destroying it really, really what could have been and what was a great business because he's kind of douchey.
And John's playing into all this.
No, he's really
John's
douchey.
John's got a point. Elon Musk, who had a great reputation at the beginning of the year, Chuck, has really destroyed in the last couple months.
He really has.
I know, but
as
we're
John said,
guys, sports.
He's become
this
a giant
sports.
Twitter douche.
Have you ever been in a car before? Yeah. Cars race, sports.
None of this is sports. Tesla's not sports. A board's hall of fool. I can't even get one.
Not one.
Everyone, see Texas. What happens. Okay. Rockets, sports, no, Amari, Texas.
What about
Texas?
Judy? Does
Wait.
Judy have a call? We
Wait,
have a
there's a Judy?
Goes
I'll go to the front
line.
Of the line. Hey, Judy.
Hi, my name's Judy Dickerson.
Judy. I'm not going to be on this show anymore.
Wait, they don't talk sports on your number one show in the afternoon.
Sometimes we do.
No. You kid over here, talk about saving people money. How about that? That's
I
not
talk
sports.
Sports.
That's a
on
sport.
Here all the time on my number one show, The Blitz.
Yeah, we'll talk about Lanny.
They bring me in, and I talk football with them. And that's why we're number one.
No, they don't like to talk about sports, ever.
It wasn't Judy.
That
it
was
wasn't Regina.
Judy Dickinson.
What does that even mean?
It's from our
she
game that
was
you
a
crushed.
Clue once. That was a clue once in male golfer, female golfer food. And actually, That was the clue. Judy Dickinson. And they got it wrong. They didn't know that was a female golfer.
Do you know how mad Chuck is going to be? Do you know how mad Chuck is going to be about that whole segment?
He's more upset about not getting the breaks.
Yeah. You know what he said? Oh, can you guys get to break on time? That'd be great.
I want to tell you about saving money.
Judy Dickinson.
I guess I'll just try to save as much money as I can with Bill Advisor because I'll need it when this show ends abruptly. I'll need it. I'll need that money. I'll need them to, here's the thing though. They've already negotiated my rates down. They've got me pretty low on a regular basis. Now I did have them step in for internet, about 3 weeks ago. I had Bill Advisor step in and handle my, they fought with my company to get me faster speed of internet and get a free extender around the house to push the Wi-Fi signal through the house at a better rate and give it better coverage. And that's one of the things they do for you. The things that you don't do well, which is confrontation, or maybe you're very confrontational, but you just get mad. Guess what? Getting mad doesn't always work with customer service. Bill Advisor knows how to fight for you, how to get to customer retention, which is about hanging on to your business. And that's one of the ways that they lower your rates. Bill Advisor understands that lowering your rates is really about getting you to new customer rates. And most companies will want to hang on to your business if you've been a consistent payer, somebody who is a loyal customer and somebody who pays on time. They're going to want to hang on to your rates, and that means they will lower your rates. Make sure that Bill Advisor is working for you. You can get started and finished today in a single day by simply texting GO to 232323. That's GO to 232323, or make sure you go to BillAdvisor.com.